Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt's man named Bill Mallory. Travelled to India for the specific purpose of finding his purpose in life, but he didn't find the answer there. And as he got home, he saw a sign at a petrol station that said, it was an advertisement, said, "As you travel, ask us." So he pulled into this well-known service station, and he would look at the sign, and he would say, "Look, I'm a traveller, and I'd like to ask you a question. I'm asking the question, what is the purpose of life?" "Well, sorry, mate, I'm new here." And the second guy said, "I don't remember anything in the manual about that one." And another man at the service station said, "Well, I'm not much for church myself, sir." And most people just gave him a blank stare and cleaned his windscreen, and he kept asking at all these particular service stations because that was their motto, "As you travel, ask us." And then one day he got a phone call from the customer relations of that service station company. "We understand you've been asking our dealer questions and getting unsatisfactory answers." And so it was suggested he write out his question and send it to the corporation with a self-addressed stamped envelope. So Bill wrote, "What is the purpose of life?" A couple of weeks later, the envelope was returned, and inside the envelope was an application for a credit card. So they sort of missed the point. Why is it we don't know what life's all about? And I remember the Beatles releasing their Rubber Soul album. They're back in 1965. And on that album was John Lennon's song, "Nowhere Man." You might know the song. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. He doesn't have a point of view. He knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? How many of us are like the nowhere man? And I want to talk about this again tomorrow morning, not knowing where we're really going. And I think it's very important. We need time to think about it. And it seems sad that many today, getting a good education, they say, yes, that's the answer. Everything will turn out well. A better education will strengthen, or rather straighten, everything out. Well, I'm afraid it's not. It was Malcolm Muggeridge, who was very blunt, and he said once, "Education is prescribed as the universal remedy for everything, from juvenile delinquency to premature senility." He said, "But for the most part," he said, "it serves to enlarge stupidity and inflate conceit." Well, maybe Malcolm Muggeridge was exaggerating things a bit there, but I think his point is correct. Valuable it is, education, but it's not the solution to everything. There are limits to what human thinking can do. It can't straighten out what is twisted by sin. And if there's something missing, who can tell us what it is in life, like the man asking the employees of the petrol station? We can't rely alone on education or brain power to solve all these problems. Often, it works the other way. Knowledge makes us more miserable. We don't know why. Our jobs, employment, it seems that our jobs can be boring. Well, what are the things that make us like this? We need, I think, to be fulfilled inside, deep in our hearts. And I have a sense that the issue is this, that we ignore God in our life. Our purpose in life is much larger than you or me, our jobs or personal goals. Really, life's very short. We can become burned out from the trials of daily living. Life loses its zest. The relationships that you used to treasure don't seem very important. John Piper wrote in his book, Don't Waste Your Life, he said, "The desire that want that your life count for something great. Look for your life to have eternal significance. Want that. Don't coast through life without a passion." He said the really wonderful moments of joy in this world are not the moments of self-satisfaction, but of self-forgetfulness. Standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon and thinking about your own greatness is not helpful. At those moments, we are made for a magnificent joy that comes from outside ourselves. Don't be surprised, he said, "there's nothing new under the sun, only endless repackaging. Your mind was made to know and love God." That's what John Piper said. I think it's true. Well, Lord, your light shines new every day. It dispels the darkness, and sometimes we become discouraged, Lord, and we kind of think we're going nowhere. Just come to us with your special touch, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.